As we all know, the church exists to spread the gospel, the good news and love of Jesus Christ to the whole world, that we would be missionaries to be sent out. And this next preaching series that we have, called Witness to Love, we are going to examine the sacrament of marriage and its various kind of angles to look at it, and how it is an icon. Marriage and married couples are an icon of Christ to the world. This will be this week. The second week, we are going to address how the church accompanies, supports, and loves those who are divorced, remarried, or married outside the church. This series will serve as an invitation to explore the beauty of the vocation of marriage and the healing that is possible through the love of Jesus Christ. So let's begin. A few months ago, a speaker gave a talk to a group of teenagers about the beauty of chastity and married life. The cynical students were not buying it, especially given our culture today. And they vocally rejected what the speaker was saying. But then he played a video. The video had come out a couple weeks before, and it showed an elderly man going to brush his wife's hair in the nursing home. The husband would come every day and brush his wife's hair tenderly and just talking to her. The woman, his wife, could not get out of bed, and sometimes she didn't even remember that he was her husband. But he went every day. And this video was incredibly moving to the students. In fact, one of the very vocal kind of combative girls in the audience said, "I want that kind of relationship. I want what they have. They have something, and I want it." Marriage can be a truly powerful image of love. We know it when we see it, like this student. And you know who else knows it? God knows it. He created weddings and marriage to be an image of his love. Weddings are the great feasts of life. And God created marriage to be the image of his love to the world. Our Lord sees the whole world through the eyes of a wedding. Behind many of the images, parables, and accounts of Christ's life, we see the imagery and the themes of marriage and family and weddings come up over and over. To use just two examples, Jesus' first miracle is not a healing a leper or raising someone from the dead. Rather, he saves his first miracle to change water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana. And to maybe bring it to the other end of Jesus' life, today's parable is the last of Jesus' parables, the last one he gives before mounting the wood of the cross to die for us, the ultimate expression of love. He, in a sense, bookends his ministry with images of marriage. In this week's parable, Jesus, we sometimes forget, I think, that behind the context of many of these parables is marriage. And so today, in the parable, we have the drama of a king going out and inviting people to the marriage feast and having many of those invited reject him. But we forget that the context of this feast is marriage, the marriage of the king's son. Jesus describes his relationship with the church and all of us in terms of a marriage. St. Paul proclaims in Ephesians 5, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her that he might sanctify her." Christ's sacrifice of love on the cross is presented to us as how a husband should love his wife. The Lord sees the whole creation as a great wedding feast. Now, what does this insight mean for the sacrament of marriage and our marriages today? Well, I think we should view every sacramental marriage with the eyes of faith. Yes, when a couple comes to the church to get married, they often say, "We're in love." And that's wonderful. That is a great foundation of marriage. And yet, if we're to look with the eyes of faith, we see that the deeper foundation is something more profound. We see that at the heart of receiving the sacrament of matrimony is that a sacramentally married couple becomes an image or an icon of Christ's love for the church. If you will, a married couple doesn't so much receive a sacrament as become a sacrament. A couple becomes a sacrament of Christ's love, an image to the world that Christ loved the church so much that he was willing to die for her. In any married couple, this love is sealed or ratified on the day of the wedding. And yet, that ability to be an icon, an image to the world of Christ's love is something that's grown. It's something that deepens throughout life, that they would become in a more perfect way an image of Christ to the world. This is an incredible vocation, an incredible opportunity to be missionary disciples just by being married. How incredible is that? This is a beautiful image, yes. But how does a couple come to know or even become such an image of Christ's love? Like anything of truly great importance, marriage needs preparation. In the wisdom of the church, if you kind of watch as we go through any kind of sacrament, sacraments have a period of preparation where we learn about what we're going to receive and learn the mission that comes from the receiving of that sacrament. If a couple is to truly embrace being a living symbol of God's love, then they must know about it and prepare for it. This preparation should begin long before the wedding day. And for instance, in this diocese, in this parish, we ask that couples come just about a year before the wedding day in order to get prepared. This time allows the couple to understand what married life will be, but also get ready the details of the wedding day itself. One of the reasons we're having this homily series is we'd like to share with you a new marriage preparation program that we're starting here at St. John's. And this program is called Witness to Love. The reason we're modifying the marriage prep program is because we saw that amidst many good things that we've done in the past, there was something missing. And that missing piece seemed to be the integration of a newly married couple into the life of the parish. Many couples that come for marriage are young, they have been in college, and they're just getting started with their careers. So they often don't know how to get involved in a parish community. And their faith sometimes is not as strong as it could be. And so we're trying to, the diocese all over the United States are trying to figure out, how do we bring people, especially newly married couples, into that parish life? That the parish would not be some obligation, but a family, a place to share their life together. So Witness to Love fills this void by asking the couples, the engaged couples, to go out and choose a mentor couple. What they do is they watch those who are going to Mass, those who are involved in the parish, and identify and say, kind of like the girl watching that video, "I see something that I admire. I want that kind of relationship. There is something there that inspires me that I want for our relationship." The mentor couple they choose must be parishioners who have been married at least 5 years, active in a ministry, and are in full communion with the church. The mentor couple is trained in their role and engage, and they do the training with the engaged couple so that everyone knows what's happening and there's no sense of distance between them. This is all about trust and relationship. The goal is that after the literal honeymoon is over, the newly married couple will feel comfortable and established in our parish and become an active member of our parish family. Similar to our parable in today's gospel, in which all people are invited into the kingdom of God and all must be ready to accept that invitation, So all of you are invited to join us in this marriage prep process. The great thing about Witness to Love, this program, is that it involves the whole parish in training up and preparing couples for marriage. My friends, we all have the opportunity to create a parish community that is life-giving to engaged couples, those who are newly married, and young families. How incredible. The Witness to Love uses its mentor couples in a way that offers the couples a way to deepen their own marriage. I was just talking to my parents, actually, right before giving this homily, and realizing that, and this is part of the experience of those who have done Witness to Love, this process of being a mentor couple, of an engaged couple, going and asking perhaps one of you, could you walk with us? Could you guide us in this process? Can be a means of renewal for your marriages, for your relationships. There's a spiritual, wonderful principle involved in all aspects of our life with Jesus, that when we step out in service to Him, when we say yes, we are rewarded just as much as the ones we serve. Those who have created this process have said, oftentimes the mentor couples go in knowing that they're going to serve, but coming out saying, we receive far more than the engaged couple did, and our relationship, our marriage, was renewed. I'm inviting all of us, all of you, to enter into this process, that this is a time of renewal, that we can invite families and young married couples into our parish and be a symbol of hope and a sign of God's love to them. My friends, it will take a few months to get this program going, and I'm sure there will be a couple learning curves. Therefore, I'd like to ask for your prayers. Please pray for the couples in our parish preparing for marriage. Please pray for those who are maybe mentor couples, those who go out and ask them. Please pray for yourselves, that you would be able and perhaps willing to say yes to this process. An objection could be, but I am not perfect. Marriage is hard. We have a struggle. Yes, no one is perfect. And yet God might be calling you to step forward and be the perfect match for them, the perfect companions along the road of marriage and life, our life in this church. Finally, I ask that we pray that the end result of this Witness to Love approach would be happily married couples who keep God as the foundation of their relationship and this parish as a part of their family of faith.